Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Joining us now, former 49ers defensive lineman Ian Williams. And you can hear Ian with us every Friday at noon. Ian, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm in Vegas. I'm having a good time. Chilling.
All right.
Living the life.
thanks for getting up early then to to get on with us. Hey, you know, we were just talking about you had the 49ers going to the Super Bowl long before the season started. And I'm just going to assume that it's not just because you like the Niners. What did you see? What were you seeing that a lot of other people maybe weren't?
Now, before the season started, I didn't have them going to the Super Bowl. I didn't know what type of team it was going to be. I remember when I was doing the NBC preview show with Dante, and I said the team would go 8-8. And Dante was the only one that said the team would win 12 games.
So when did you say Super Bowl? I thought it was early.
I said Super Bowl in September. So late September, I said, you know, I feel like this is going to be a Super Bowl caliber team. I was like, I'll see you in Miami.
That's still pretty early.
Okay, it was early, yeah. But you just don't go undefeated in the NFL. Those type of things you just don't happen. You know, you either drop a game here, you drop a game there. I remember early in the Harbaugh era, you know, we would have games where we would drop either to Dallas or Minnesota or Arizona. We would drop games here and there. But to go 8-0 and start the season like that, that's unheard of for a team to do that. So I knew already off the jump that they were going to be at least a playoff team. You know, they were a playoff team last year when they had Jimmy G. You know, once he got hurt, you know, they fell into, you know, being just the bottom of the pack team in the NFL. But once they got him back and they got some other guys at free agency and Nick Bosa through the draft, you know, and they started to, you know, put together some wins early in September and October, I knew like something was going to be up where they will be contending late in January and possibly playing in February in the Super Bowl.
Ian, help me out, because I've been telling the fellas all season that Kyle Shanahan, he's a creator, an innovator. It's happening. Now the world knows. And we looked at Mostert last weekend, 29 carries. And I don't know, and I need you to help me out. Is it the system, or is it Mostert, or is it a combo of both? Because I'm looking at Mostert like, why the hell hasn't he been getting the rock all the time? Or has Kyle just got this exotic offensive scheme to where anybody can run through them because the holes are so damn big?
Well, I think it's a combination of a scheme, Kyle Shanahan, and then also you have to have players to be able to go out there and execute what you're trying to do on the field. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have players that can execute what you're trying to call or be able to run a zone scheme and be able to see a gap and be able to hit it and then also have the speed to now be able to not only hit it but break a tackle and then be able to get to the second level and be able to, you know, take it all the way to the crib. You know, I used to watch Frank Gore all the time be able to hit a hole, but Frank never had that long speed like that. Raheem, Matt Breida, Tevin Coleman, Jeff Wilson, they all have that long speed. So once they hit that hole, they're gone. You're not catching them. But I think it's just a blend of all guys, all 11 guys on the field, you know, just blocking and determined to block. You know what I'm saying? I asked George Kittle after the game a couple weeks ago, like, because one thing George Kittle does, he when he's blocking and he's at the point of attack, he's always cognizant of where the play is. If he's at front side, he's making sure that he's blocking the hell out of his man so that the play doesn't fall up on his leg. That's why a lot of guys get injured where they're blocking and guys fall in their legs because they're the front side, they're the point of attack. So, you know, he's always blocking. He tries to turn his hips, and he's actually watching the ball carrier run right past him as he's blocking and stuff like that. So you got guys that determine. They don't care about catching the ball. They don't care about stats. They're not Stephon Diggs in the playoffs pouting on the sideline because they're not getting the ball and stuff like that. No, we're trying to win football games. At the end of the day, your stats don't count. When I get that ring on my finger and I get size, that's what counts. When we get that ring ceremony, you know, later on this year, that's what matters. It doesn't matter if you had 8 catches for 120 yards in the first round of the divisional playoffs. It doesn't matter. 10 years from now, people aren't going to care. They're going to care about that ring that you have in your finger. And I think all 11 guys, when Kyle Shanahan calls the outside zone run, they're blocking their ass off. They're running their ass off to the side and trying to open up some lanes for Raheem and these guys to be able to, you know, get through the end zone. And then multiple guys to step in. I mean, this is why you have multiple running backs. You don't just pay one running back all this type of money so that if one carry, he goes out there, he gets banged up. You pay $15, $20 million to a guy who's not even going to be on the field. Now you have multiple guys back there who can step in. And this is why you have 3 to 4 running backs. Because now you're in the playoffs and you have multiple guys who are healthy who can carry a rock.
Great point, Ian. By the way, people want to know, Kyle Madsen, our producer, said people are calling in. They want to know what kind of shoe game you're going to have down there in South Beach, Miami. Answer that next. I just want to ask you real quickly about Patrick Mahomes. How do you keep him in the pocket? How do you fluster Patrick Mahomes? I know they got the horses up front, but how do you do it, Ian?
First of all, I don't know what shoes I'm going to wear yet. I don't even know what suit I'm going to wear yet. But I'm going to be fly. I'm going to be flash. I can tell you that.
That is for sure. Facts only.
You call me Mike Lowry. Mike Lowry. All right. But, no. So, Pat, you know, he's an enigma because, like, what do you do? Do you get him outside of the pocket? Do you rush purposely to get him outside? Do you call certain stunts to be able to get him outside of the pocket? Well, if you do get him outside of the pocket, you've all seen the back arm throws, the off one leg, the awkward throws that he can make. And he can make it 50, 60 yards down the field. So do you want him outside of the pocket where he can kind of improvise and make some things happen? And now you have speed receivers and you have DBs trying to lock onto receivers. And speed's going to beat technique at any time. So you have that. So do you want to keep him in the pocket where he's a precision passer in the pocket? I think the main thing for the 49ers with Patrick Mahomes is not even going to be stopping him. I think we're going to do a good job getting to him and causing him pressure in the pocket. But the main thing is going to be able to run the ball. If you can run the football and keep him off the field, that's going to be the best way to slow down this offense. And now you're putting pressure on Andy Reid to have to force the ball down the field. And when you force the ball down the field, that's when you have picks. That's when you have interceptions. That's when you have incompletions. And you get behind the sticks. And now you're trying to force the issue, and now you're forced into more mistakes. So I think, you know, Raheem Mostert and that offensive line and George Kittle blocking his ass off is going to be the key to the 49ers winning on Super Bowl Sunday, because Patrick Mahomes, like, what do you do? I think he's going to get his. It could mess around and be another 49ers and Saints game where it's a shootout, and I would love it. I know fans they hated the Super Bowl last year because there wasn't a lot of points and stuff like that. No. It was a great Super Bowl. If you actually watch and you understand,
thank you,
and you understand defense, it was an amazing Super Bowl. And that's what you're going to have to do this next week against Patrick Mahomes, because they're going to do all the little trick moves, the jet motion, the orbit sweep, the triple option, the shovel pass, the traffic. They have all these type of little gadget plays in their offense that they can call to cause your communication to be off. And that's all it takes for one play, you not to be communicated with the safety, to drop in the deep third, and bam, you have a big play touchdown to Tyreek Hill over the middle. So it's little things like that, but main thing, keeping them off the field.
Ian, are you worried at all about the speed of Kansas City's playmakers?
Who, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, LeSean McCoy, Damian Williams, those guys?
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins, I forgot about
Sammy Watkins.
Hey. I can tell you one thing. This is the most firepower the 49ers have seen all season long.
Man.
You have to understand what they're doing out there in Kansas City. They're innovating out there. And it's not even really, like, innovating. They're just throttling people. They may get down. But at the end of the day, they're always going to be able to come back. They have a great special team. They have a pretty good defense. They got some pass rushers. They got Tyron Matthew. They got some guys out there now who can make some things happen. And if it wasn't for that special team, you know, they probably wouldn't have won that Houston Texans game, because they got down and they had a couple plays on special teams that kind of helped them get back into the game. So, you know, maybe they have a couple hiccups on special teams or on defense where we can capitalize on them. But they're overall really good team, especially with the guys that they have on offense. Those are weapons. Like Travis Kelce, easily, I get in an argument with Dante all the time that he's the best tight end in the league. George is the best tight end, but Travis is definitely like the best receiving tight end in the league because of what he can do. You can flex him out and do certain things with him. And then Tyreek Hill is his own enigma. Like, what do you do with speed, man? Like, do you understand how fast 4.2 is? I don't think people understand how fast 4.2 is. Like, this kid is moving. And not only is he fast, he's athletic. So you may see him and stuff like that. Oh, Sherm's going to walk up on him. Sherm's 6'3". He's going to walk up on Tyreek Hill. Oh, look at this little midget, 5'10". He's fast, and he can jump over you. He can do a backflip over. He's super athletic. So, you know, what do you do with him? You just kind of – you have to be able to jam him and get up in his face and kind of slow down his route progression so that he doesn't have, you know, much time to get into his route. And then Sammy Watkins, you know, what do you do with him? He went over 100 yards this past game. So, you know, Tyreek Hill gets all the love, but you can't forget about Sammy Watkins, what he did at Clemson, what he's done in the NFL. He's a game breaker, you know, on the other side of the field from Tyreek Hill. So, you know, who do you try to take away? I think personally, you play straight up. You play man. You play cover three. You do what you do. You do what you've done all the way to get to the point of the Super Bowl, and you don't change up what you've done. If they beat you, they beat you.
Ian, about Sammy Watkins, you make good points. He's leading the playoffs in receiving yards. But I want to ask you about Richard Sherman. All season long, the theme has been they're staying away from him. Now, they did, you know, Rodgers got him last week. Do you expect Mahomes and company to go at Sherman?
Oh, yeah, they're going to go after
Nobody's off limits, huh?
If you look at, oh, yeah, ain't nobody off limits. It's the Super Bowl. So whichever matchup we feel is best, we're going to go after it. We're going to attack it. So Richard is a really good cover corner, but speed is not his forte. So Tyreek Hill obviously has that speed. And if you go back and look at last year's film, when they played at Kansas City, when Jimmy G got hurt, there's a couple plays where Tyreek Hill had Richard Sherman beat. And they're going to go back and watch that and find out little ways to be able to get Richard isolated on Tyreek Hill to be able to, you know, take advantage of that matchup. So I think Richard's going to have a pretty good game. You know, he's obviously having a really good playoff, obviously with a great pass rush. You don't have to really cover long or way down the field because, you know, you're sitting on anything low. But it's definitely going to be a fun matchup to watch to see what Andy Reid tries to do to get Tyreek Hill open or isolated on Richard Sherman or Emmanuel Mosley. So it's going to be a fun one. So it's hard to really, you know, it's a toss-up as to what's going to happen.
Yeah, I worry about Richard Sherman as well, especially after Davante Adams beat him deep last week. I know it was in garbage time, but I thought of Tyreek Hill instantly when I saw that play in Richard Sherman trailing. Real quick, again, before we get you off, Kansas City defense, how do they slow down the Niners' run game? Can Frank Clark and those guys tell us about Kansas City's D a little bit?
If you look at what they did last week against Derrick Henry, you know, Frank Clark came out and he said some trash words, put up some bulletin board words for Tennessee. But he went out there and he showed up. You know, he set the edge. You know, if you look at the film, they were running their running backs up into the gas. They weren't giving Derrick Henry any chances to be able to break a big one. And what they want to do, Tennessee, they want to run right at you and run some power and run some counter and run some ISO game straight at you. What the 49ers want to do, they want to split you out. They want to stretch you out and run outside. So, you know, if they don't set the edge, Frank Clark and Keith Sizzle, they don't set the edge, it's going to be a long day for KC because now if you don't set the edge, now those gaps that Raheem Mostert's been hitting, they're going to be wide and he's going to be running through them again. He's going to have another 150, 200-yard game because – in the Super Bowl, if you're running the ball like that, I don't need you to throw the ball, Jimmy G. This is what we've been doing the past couple weeks. I don't need you to throw the ball. If we're running the ball as consecutive and as well as we're doing, why throw the ball? So yeah. It's going to be up to Frank Clark and Steve Sizzle to really shorten those edges and try to slow us down so that we can't get outside. Because if we can't get outside with Mike McGlinchey and Joe Staley, it's going to be a rough game. And now it's going to be all on Jimmy G to have to throw back, to have to drop back 30, 40 times.
Ian, thanks so much. Appreciate it, man. And have fun in Miami.
Oh, yeah. I'll see y'all down there.
Right. Hey, Ian, what's in Vegas?
Huh?
What's in Vegas, if I'm being nosy?
I'm doing an NBC. So for our NBC affiliate out here, I'm doing a segment for them as well.
There you go. There you go. Big time.
Nice. Big
time. Yeah, he was dipped out. He was fresh last week, baby.
Goo.
You know who wasn't fresh? Oh, go ahead.
Who?
Antonio Brown got released from jail and had an outfit that looked like he got it from Mr. Furley's closet. Good Lord, but go ahead.
Mr. Furley, of course.
Three's Company.
The landlord in Three's Company with Suzanne Summers. Show.
There you go. John Ritter.
John Ritter.
Three's Company's a classic.
And then what was the
there was another lady on there.
What was her name?
That's... I'm so
sure
mad.
The text, this is yeah, where the text line it'll be here in a is second. Nails.
But you were coming at me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, if somebody might react to your question, like, none of your business, what I'm doing.
Oh, well, Ian's cool.
I know, but, like, we know he's married. Is he married now? Oh, we know he proposed.
Now we might be doing
I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not going there with Ian. I sure was
Joyce
going
DeWitt. Joyce DeWitt.
Joyce
there
DeWitt.
You
thank you so
My
much.
My name is Bennett, and I ain't in it.
Yeah.
Let's go to...
What?
Let's go to Francisco. Hey, Francisco. What do you got, buddy? Thanks for holding on.
Guys?
All right.
Good, good. I just wanted to call about basically the Super Bowl. It kind of reminds me of a Super Bowl back in Stanford when they played Miami. For about 2 weeks, everyone was talking about, how are they going to stop Dan Marino and this high-flying offense? And basically, I guess I remember Bill Walsh said to them, I guess, before the game, how are we going to stop Marino? How are we ever going to stop this guy? And next thing you know, I guess they lit a fire under their ass, excuse my language, and they put up 40 on them. And while Miami only scored, 15, 16 points. So it kind of reminded me of that in a way, kind of compared to that. And I just to me, honestly, I believe the Niners are going to kick their ass, and I think it's going to be not like as close as everyone seems, and I think they're kind of overlooking the 49ers, which is good for us because, you know, I've seen our team, and I think that we're more than capable of really putting up a good show for them. So,
thanks, Francisco. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, Joyce DeWitt. There you go.
I love it.
You know, everybody keeps bringing up that Super Bowl 84-85 with Dan Marino and how – I get it. Everybody talked about Dan Marino. But Dan Marino didn't have weapons like this. He didn't have weapons like this. Did he have the Mark Brothers in that Super Bowl?
And they were bad, but they weren't 4-2 bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These weapons – he legit has five weapons, Steiny. He can throw to all five guys on the football field. That's – ooh, I can't wait.
Man.
Can't wait.
And Sherman in space.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Let's go to Renegade. Renegade's in Long Beach. What you doing down there, Renegade?
So hanging out down here.
Hello.
I'm one in Lewis, you know, just relaxing, enjoying myself, doing what the Renegade does, you know, regulating.
Nice.
At the end of the day, listen, I'm a little bit disappointed, or Renegade is as well, with the lack of respect shown for Jimmy G. All of a sudden, they're just Gilfer, are you serious? Are you serious right now? Do they not forget? Do they not see the game against New Orleans? Our New Orleans? The 49ers are going to do what they have to do to win. And if that means that Jimmy G only has to pass 8 or 9 times and he can go an hour without throwing the ball, it's all about winning. It's not about stats. And I just think there's a tremendous amount of respect not being tossed this way towards Jimmy G. And then real quickly on Mike Fiorio talking about injuring Patrick Mahomes. Are you freaking kidding me? How does a guy – that's why lawyers suck. That's why you can't give a guy a talk show who's 5'1", 130 pounds. I just think it was disgraceful. I think that the media is kind of glossing it over. But Renegade's excited. Can't wait till next Sunday. I don't watch the Pro Bowl. That's for the same type of saps you go out on New Year's Eve. But I'm excited. Renegade can't wait to see that MVP trophy being hoisted by Jimmy G. And 2 weeks from next Sunday, we'll be saying, I'm going to Disneyland.
Give us a score.
Renegade, appreciate your time.
Give us a score, Renegade.
Oh, you want a score? You want Renegade to give you a score?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you a score. And I know that's not going to make the people in Vegas happy. You know, Renegade giving out odds. But I'm going to say San Francisco 28, Kansas City 17. Take it to the bank. Are you serious? Over under is right now, but I think it's going to be under.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Are you serious?
Thanks, Renegade. We appreciate your time.
He been in the lab.
He was talking about Mike Florio. I guess I should know this. So he's a lawyer?
Yeah, he ain't even a football guy.
Well,
they have
Are
him
you
come
serious?
On, but you know what I mean. He ain't no – people are just going crazy like this is – Chris Collinsworth saying it. It's just, he's like a nerd. Here's
what Mike Florio said maybe the 49ers should do with Patrick Mahomes.
You know what? At a certain level, I think that, and I want to be careful here because I'm not suggesting that they try to knock him out of the game. That's not what I'm saying. But at a certain point, you trade the risk of 15 yards if you can send a message. And football is still a physical, violent game. If you can hit him, even if it's close to the sideline, even if he's maybe started into his slide, when the championship is riding on it, I think it's a different analysis. And yeah, we may give up 15 yards or half the distance to the goal line. I mean, that's the thing, Peter. If somebody had blown up Patrick Mahomes inside the 5, okay, it goes from the 4 to the 2.
Right.
Big deal. So again, I'm not saying that that should be part of the deliberate effort, but the Super Bowl is riding on it. And if this guy's going to think that he can just run through the defense without any physical consequence, they need to dispel him of that notion the first time he tries.
You know, I keep listening to it.
Yeah.
That's not that bad. Because he says twice during it, I'm not saying hurt him.
But then what are you saying?
Saying give him, like, shake him up, like, ring his bell.
So he would
like Donna Summer.
I'm rubbing off on you. He would have appreciated my hard foul at the tournament then.
No,
he
I don't think
send
so.
Send a message.
That you didn't have to send a message. We're down 5-1. He was b-boying us. You got
anyway,
beat off the dribble,
Stiney,
and you pulled a move, Guru. That almost got a lot of us.
I don't think
beat
I was
up.
Beat off the dribble because I wouldn't have been in position.
No, you grabbed him from the back, and you're like,
oh, we were going for a rebound, Stoney.
No, you weren't going for a rebound. He blew by you and went in for a layup.
I'll open up an old-fashioned can for him.
That's Baltimore John. Baltimore John. Baltimore John, more than welcome to come to the all the events we've got going on. You know what? As long as I'm bringing up the events, let me tell you what kind of events we got. We got action.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. Next Wednesday, we'll be at the Cheesesteak Shop on Divisadero doing our show. On Thursday of next week, Bartlett Hall, and that's on
O'Farrell.
That's the one I haven't been to. And Keysar Pub on Friday, 10 to 2. Come out and listen to your boys. Then, what's also going on?
The S&G gang.
They're saying that the Super Bowl parade, assuming the 49ers win, will be February 5th. That's a Wednesday. And then wrap up the week on February 7th at the Old Ship at 2 o'clock with Steiny, Guru, Bonte, Pappas, Madsen. That's Friday, February 7th. So we got a... Oh, come on, Guru. You left me hanging? You gave me some bad info?
On what?
It's Anita Ward?
What?
It sounded like Donna Summer.
You can ring my bell.
That's Donna Summer.
Ring my bell. That's Donna
Bonte
Summer, isn't
me.
It?
Oh, I guess all it's right. Anita Ward.
It is Anita Ward. Donna Summer is...
yeah, it's Anita Ward.
The bang bang. She got a... What's Donna Summer? Great song.
I'm a black card. I'm losing points.
Come on,
Bonte.
No, don't know Bonte. Help me nothing.
I don't need to try nothing.
I think it's something else.
When's this song came out? 1978?
Easy.
I mean, come on.
I'll give you some Pappas on it. How was I? One
he ain't
won
many times.
What year?
He's quiet on these.
Yeah.
He had no guess.
I'm just Guru. Why? See, Steiny, Guru, you guys probably think this too. People think when I break down the other team, I sound scared. Wow. It's appropriate fear.
Yeah.
These guys are professional
I've
athletes.
I learned that on this show.
They are ballers.
And fast. You heard
and you're playing against a forward MVP. That's all. I didn't say the Niners are going to lose. People say I'm acting scared.
A rat on the table.
Though. Hot stuff. Yeah, hot stuff.
Hot stuff.
And she works hard for the money is a good one.
Yeah. That was the one I was trying to come
Donna
up with.
Donna Summer still alive?
I don't like when you do that. Because it's
what?
I don't know.
Well, that's fine. Just
but
say I don't
know.
But what
if she's passed? We, you know what I mean?
It's well, like then we're just say R.I.P.
She passed in 2012.
R.I.P.
She passed in 2012. Yeah.
But how awkward was it seeing Richard get beat deep? I wasn't used to that. You know, it was a long pass, and he was on the ground.
What was the score at that point, though?
No, but you got it to within 14. I'm just saying now I know the Chiefs are in the lab looking at that. Like, that's why I'm like, oh, I'm getting my stomach. He been in the lab.
I don't know what that was for.
That's a drop.
Yeah, Ross, I'm with you. You are spot on.
All right. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by The Workman Law Firm. We got full lines. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's the other thing I want to kind of throw out there. If you're nervous about this game, name me another event or name me your sporting event where as a fan you were the most nervous.
Oh.
Just wow. Really nervous.
Oh.
I'd have to go back to my childhood.
Oh.
But I have some times when I was really nervous before a game. 888-957-9570. All sponsored by the Workman Law Firm. Are you classified as an independent contractor? Do you wonder if you should be treated as an employee and reimbursed for expenses like mileage, cell phone usage, and insurance? Call the Workman Law Firm to find out. 844-99-WORKMAN or online at callworkmanlaw.com. Yeah, this is what I was thinking of, baby.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
This is, I just know it goes, is this Bad Girls?
Yes, sir.
Oh, beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Oh, yeah.
This song is in one of the best sports scenes replacements, football movie.
Okay.
Check it out. It's hilarious.
Yeah. I'll be beat. Oh, yeah. No. Oh, my God.
Stoney moved his neck, and I'll never forget
up.
Him.
Sad girl.
Yeah.
God, it's a great song. All right. Back to the Niners. Hey, this segment sponsored by Supermicro. Supermicro is one of the leading suppliers of server and storage systems worldwide, celebrating 26 years of growth and green computing innovation. Powered by Intel. Learn more at supermicro.com/wekeepitgreen. Yes, we do. You guys know who Kyle Brandt is? Good morning, football.
Yep.
I played something from him yesterday. He was on the Niners early. I know a lot of Niner fans think they're not getting any respect, but here's one gentleman who gave him respect before the season started. And you know what? He did a rap song or hip hop.
What?
Spoken word, not quite.
I'm not the only one.
Here it is. Let's take a listen to this. He did this before the season? This one's before the season? Uh-oh, I can't hear you, Pappas. All right, here we go. This is rap.
Give me a little room. All right, here we go. Mic check, 1-2. Use check, 1-2. Everybody relax. This team's going to be awesome. Jimmy and Shanny are just playing a little possum. Look at the talent. Tell me this ain't scary. You start with the very best Kittle since Carey. D-Forest B wants a Rams abdication. Even San Fran hippies love this deforestation. We got receivers who are young and fast and wiry. And a quarterback pulled out of Red Shoe Diaries. It's the best full house that we've gotten from the Bay since Cut It Out with Dave Coulier. They want to make it to Miami. I say bienvenido. When we get to the beach, I hope this man's wearing a Speedo.
And, of course, there was a picture of Jimmy to accompany that. A couple things there. He said San Fran.
Yeah,
are we okay with that?
No, we're never okay with that.
Even if it's complimentary toward
this? No,
San Fran, he lost me there.
Did you guys get the Red Shoe Diaries reference?
That.
Okay. Okay, so you guys aren't as...
He had some bars.
It was all right.
I didn't like the voice and the delivery.
Okay, well, guess what?
Yeah.
He made a remix.
Oh, lucky us.
You want to hear the new remix? Kyle Brandt remix.
Told you all to relax. This is going to be a cinch because the Niners got the league's most powerful lynch. Built the Silicon Voltron team, was reforged. Got a fifth round paint chip eater named George. Tight end of the people. Can you smell it? Can they stop Juszczyk? They can't even spell it. But when Shanny needs some dude to get the bleep out of the way, he calls J-U-S-C-Z-Y-Z-K. Nicky Bose does workout tapes by Fonda. Only place he's blocked is the border of Wakanda. Got info with the Vikes, Pack, Saints, and Rams. And a quarterback who looks like he does webcams. Jim arrives in Miami like a conquering marauder. So fire up your defense and lock up your daughters. Because when he gets to the pool like hot Joe Montana, gonna be a red and gold sock on the door of his cabana. Yeah! Oh, baby!
I'm embarrassed for him.
Yeah, Jimmy! Woo!
It's trash.
I'm embarrassed.
Apparently he's wearing a t-shirt with Jimmy G with his shirt off.
Yeah, Jimmy! Woo!
You're embarrassed. Yeah. What?
His co-workers egging him on like it was nice. It was bad. Vontae, that was worse
707
than the first.
Says straight bars and y'all are haters.
Kittle like a Niner.
There you go.
I thought it's fine.
Rumor has it he actually has the same ghostwriter as Drake.
Oh, somebody wrote those bars for him.
Oh, I get it. That's a shot at Drake.
That's a shot at Drake. Yeah.
One of the best to ever.
You guys,
do it.
Oh, you know what? You guys used a word or a term that I didn't.
Drake is
know,
big time. Or, come on.
Now I forget what it was.
Crunk.
No.
Somebody's getting on me about
clownish,
saying,
bruh. Shoot. Lit AF.
I can't
try
wait.
To think
what
of
word?
It.
When did we use it? Today?
Yeah, today. I want to almost say it was with Ian, but I think it was before that. I want to say it was Mike something.
Swagalicious.
Mikey? I don't know.
Swagalicious.
I can't remember it.
Damn, Stoney.
RJ's in Oakland. How you doing, RJ? Want to talk about the 49ers defense?
How's
everybody? Oh, we're doing dynamite. How you doing?
Yeah. Good. I want to point out that the 49ers defense is not as good as everybody think they are.
Okay. Why not?
Because the first part of the season.
RJ, not people. That's not me.
Yeah.
RJ, call back your phone. It stinks. Let's go to KC. KC is in the state capital, Sacramento. I do like Sacramento.
Last time you've been there?
That's
my answer.
I was going to say about 2 months ago, two or three months ago. I like Sacramento. Sacramento is it's got some action.
Yeah.
How you doing, KC?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Hey, man, Guru, man. We got to get on that court, man, because you sound like somebody. I'm a shooter. You sound like somebody that I need, like a Draymond is going to set.
I'm there for you. Let me know the time and place, baby.
Hey, KC, just have your hopefully you go to the gym, man, and work in your 1-2. Let me just say that.
Guru doesn't even know what a pick is. Come on.
Andy said Lambeer. I do the dirty stuff.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Guru, my guy, he's clean out there.
He's gonna
lay all them dudes out. I'm gonna take the shot. I'm gonna hit him on the roll a couple of times.
I love it.
I'm gonna feed him, but you know what I'm saying? He's gonna keep me clean out there. I'm good. But, hey, when you talk about these Niners, man, look, I'm telling you right now, I got Vontae like you. I got the appropriate respect, the appropriate fear, but I'm not saying I see a blowout, but I ain't seeing no one score game with 5 minutes. I ain't seeing that. Kansas City ain't stopping what Kyle Shanahan and them boys is going to do on the offensive end. Like I think that's going to be more of the dominant offense performance than what people are saying that Kansas City offense is going to do. Niners got to go to work on Sunday. I'm telling you that right now. Offensively, they about to go to work, and I think we got something for Mahomes. I ain't saying we got to go Florio's route, but, yeah, let them feel us. Let them feel us. Let them know we there. I'm with that. I'm okay.
I'm with that, too.
Thanks, KC. Appreciate it.
My man.
Wow.
He's right. My man. He's got the appropriate fear. And Kyle and I were texting last night outside of the group chat. Sorry, fellas.
Really?
I don't want Guru.
Oh, I wouldn't use check.
Interesting.
I didn't want to get, you know, just because, you know, we're talking wide nine and, you know, some concepts that.
I love that.
You know, yeah, I know you guys don't really.
God, I love
that.
Yeah,
I know. I'm sorry that you guys. We'll include you next time. But, you know, the more and more the week goes on, the more and more we get closer to the Super Bowl, the more and more it feels like KC's going to have to play a perfect game to beat the San Francisco 49ers. Their defense, you just watch that defense over and over. It's like, how are they going to slow down a running game? How are they going to slow down Debo, Kittle, Jimmy G? Like, they're not going to be – I don't think they'll be able to slow down the Niners. It's another one of those games where it's like, if the Niners don't turn the ball over, they'll win the football game.
And that's – you want to say if, but we've seen it happen, and that changes games. People lose because of those turnovers, man.
Yeah, you know, and this is kind of what I was talking about yesterday. Sometimes it just feels like games in the Super Bowl don't look anything like the games we watch in the regular season. And I just wonder how many things are going to happen, if any, that we just don't expect. And you know, I went through a couple of them yesterday. Like, what if the Chiefs actually run the ball a little bit success? Or
that's dangerous.
No, whether Garoppolo's can throw it all over the place, which people don't think he can do, or a lot of people don't think he can do. Something's going to happen that we don't expect, that's for sure. By the way, go ahead, Bob.
I was just going to say, there's a prop bet out there. I want to throw this in there.
I was just
going to
bring that up. Go ahead.
With Kyle Shanahan, it's 101 that he blows a 28-3 lead. So if you bet $1, you could win 100.
Wow.
If Shanahan blows another 28-3 lead.
I was saying Jimmy
lead.
Is MVP. What's those odds? Probably not that good. Jimmy probably about 40
Garoppolo?
To 1. Yeah, 40-1.
He's like 4-1. He's 4-1.
He's got to be the number one guy still on the Niners to win it,
Kittle,
right?
Kittle, I would think.
Yeah, I'm seeing.
Got to be Garoppolo.
That would be a good. Tell us, B.
Yeah, I'm seeing Mahomes is even money. Raheem Mostert, Damian Williams among the favorites to score the first touchdown. But I don't see anything with Garoppolo. I'll look
That'd
at some
good
of the props.
I mean, just, yeah.
Let's go to Bill. Bill's in San Jose. Hey, Bill, what's going on, man? What do you got?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Man, I wanted to chat about hitting Mahomes. You know, you guys were talking earlier about, you know, not hitting him and whether to hit him. But here's my thing. I don't know that you want to hit him to injure him. I mean, nobody wants to see a player get injured, but you got to hurt him. You know, I think if he slides and you hit him, it's got to hurt. He needs to know that if he's going to come through the middle, if he's going to run outside the pocket, it ain't going to be for free. That's my opinion. I know I waited a long time just to say that, but I don't think there's much of an option when that goes. If he's moving, he's free money. You got to go get him. And if it costs 15 yards, hey, that's cool. Especially early on, they can deal with that. And I wanted to, I think it was Steiny said something about nervous moments in championship games.
Yeah.
I wasn't necessarily nervous, and I don't know if it was the most nervous I've been, but watching the outfielders kick the ball around in 2014 Giants Royals, that was a jaw-dropping, I can't believe it, this is happening moment. And I don't know if I'll ever forget that.
That's a good one. I had forgotten about that. Who was that, Bonte? Was it, hit it deep and got to third, and they
Alex Gordon, I believe. Alex Gordon
sending him. They
did. Blocko misplayed the ball and scoots right past him to the wall.
Wow.
Alex Gordon gets to third base, and he couldn't send Gordon. He would have been thrown out. I think Crawford was the one who had to relay there that last play. So, it was definitely hairy, and it made me nervous. That's for sure.
Oh, there's been a little bit of a change. Not a change. How about this? I guess the cheesesteak shop?
Yeah.
What? That we're broadcasting from on Wednesday?
Gotcha.
Mm. It's the one in Pleasanton.
Oh, we'll be in the
Pleasanton,
East Bay.
4825 Hop Yard. Wednesday, we'll be at the cheesesteak shop in Pleasanton. So there you go. We're out of San Francisco.
Who's that air fall on?
That's a good question. Yeah. Probably me, because I just assumed it was going to be the one on DeVis.
Well, no, you asked.
So,
I don't point fingers.
What time should a city guy leave the city get the Pleasanton by 10 o'clock?
Bart.
I'm not taking Bart. Take Bart, dude.
Especially now with all the stuff in
the air. Yeah, I'm not taking Bart. I'm not taking Bart.
What's the name of the thing? The virus?
Yeah, I'm not taking Bart.
I'm scared.
It's called the coronavirus.
Dude.
Yeah.
I
don't do Bart, man. I'm not bougie, but I don't.
9-5.
Because when the show's over, I want to hop in my car, be in the city. What I need to get to, the Batmobile will make its way out in Pleasanton.
You probably leave here about 7th.
We had an employee. We had somebody in our group who didn't take Bart today because of the coronavirus.
You can name me.
Is that correct?
No, not
yes, sir.
Come on, Pappas.
How did we not stay in the city?
Have you been on Bart lately
on Bart every day.
It's come, man.
Dibs, what's up? Look at Dibs in the house at quarter of
with
1.
With the fresh cut.
Wow, you know why.
Just call me Dibber Claus,
get a day off, go play golf down there in Monterey.
Dibber's
so selfie with Kevin Durant.
You should have Dibs come in.
And then he's going to Miami, so he's feeling good. All of a sudden, everybody wants to hang out till 1 o'clock.
Winning with class.
Guys are usually out of here at 10:05.
Wow, this guy.
Pappas. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't be one of those fear mongers.
I'm ready to get a mask.
I'm only saying it's because apparently there's been people in Alameda that are getting hospitalized for symptoms like it.
4 cases already.
It's uncurable, and there's like 28 deaths in China, and it's coming over here. It's in Washington.
How's it getting over?
It's just up the West Coast.
By plane?
So you're making jokes.
I am making jokes.
You shouldn't.
I will.
There's movies about this stuff like this.
Name one.
I can't remember the title. You know what I'm talking about.
You're afraid of butt? Come on. Pappas, what are you doing Monday? What are you doing Monday?
Well, we'll see how many people are still in the hospital.
There you go. You react to new information.
Thank you,
girl. Oh, nice one.
I'm ready to get a mask.
Well done.
Hey, my friend's taking us to the Warrior game tonight. I'll be front row. A friend I went to school with.
The guy who got you into the battery?
Han. Yeah.
Good seats?
Floor.
No.
Floor seats.
Yeah, he works with Chase, so they're all...
Oh.
Yeah.
How much is the ticket? How much are you charging for the ticket?
Oh, I'll get the ticket when I meet him after. Yeah. So I'm thinking about wearing a mask in Chase.
I didn't know they had a cheesesteak.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Well, no, I'm never.
Look at Pappas. Yeah. Come on. Come
I'm
on.
Scared.
Look at Pappas. Would
this.
You look at Pappas, please? Guy's
He's
crazy.
Got the mask.
Outbreak. Thank you.
There
Thank you very
go.
Much. Shad. Shad is in Oakland. Wants to talk about Mahomes and his ability to run the football. What's going on, Shad? That sounds like trouble early.
Hello?
Could be the virus.
RJ, Oakland. What's going on, RJ? How you doing, man?
Oh, pretty good. I'll make it fast. The defense of the 49ers is not as great as they think they are.
This is
how come, like,
tell us why.
Specifically.
Because the first part of the season, people weren't scoring on them. But the second part, everybody was scoring over 20 points over the 49ers.
That's true. Oh,
are you going to tell them why that happened?
Well, they're playing better teams.
No, guys got hurt and we're not up the field. And that's when we start seeing a different defense. And then they come back, Bonte, they're all healthy, and they look like the first 8 weeks defense, i.e. Minnesota and Green Bay, in the playoffs. That's wrong.
They also played against better competition the last 8 games. Better competition. Injuries, yeah, defense going to take a little bit of a
defense
slippage.
Defense is healthy now.
They are healthy. D4 is healthy, which has been big, big.
You want to hear Andy Reid? Even though Andy Reid doesn't like Cataldi. Cataldi doesn't like
for me. Andy Go ahead, Reed. Let's hear him.
Here's Andy Reid when he talks about how experienced he is and how he has changed.
Yeah, different, but I think it's I try to play to the player's strengths the best I can. I mean, and I think my coaches do the same thing. We're all trying to exploit your talents if you're playing for us and try to get you better at the things you're not. So these kids are coming out of college now that offensively are throwing the ball like crazy. So we're utilizing that from whatever formations might be familiar with them or to them. Just try to give them an opportunity. So it's and then defensively, Spags does it the same way. You're always changing. That's what's so great about this league. You don't get stale. And there's always work to be done, always learning that takes place. I mean, football's in a good place right now. I mean, it's exciting. Both sides of the ball, it's exciting. You know, you're utilizing the whole field and playing in space, which is creates some unique looks for the fans.
I can't listen to him without thinking Angelo Cataldi thinks he's a fraud.
Wow, man.
He didn't sound like a fraud there. No. Actually, that was a pretty good answer, I thought.
This sounds like something personal to me.
Yeah.
Something personal.
But that presser was the best. Something personal. Him and the lady were like, answer.
It was something personal. I mean, how many players?
What are you talking about?
With the PR person from the Eagles, they were saying, give Andy his credit that you played early. And Angelo and some other reporter were like, he never won.
I got you.
He's lost.
They only won one more championship. I mean, crying out. I don't know, man. I it sounds personal with Angelo. I didn't listen. You know, I don't know Angelo.
I mean.
But, like, how many coaches and athletes really give you a straight answer? Like.
And that should never supersede
the
product. I don't care if
you're in contention.
You're available, but the team stinks.
You were in contention. You were in contention under Andy Reid. You were winning NFC championships under Andy Reid. Like, I don't care. Okay.
There are times when certain people rub you the wrong way. There's no doubt. And there's certain times when if a guy's going to answer questions, and you know that he's not answering the question, it doesn't mean, it's just like, I'm over that too. Like, don't waste my time. Now, I'm not saying that was an answer like that, but it is frustrating to ask somebody a question and they treat it like a politician giving a 2-minute response on, their healthcare plan, which you didn't even ask them about, but. I got that.
And that's what cost Mark Jackson his job. I'm up here saying, it's not that important. It's about what you do on the court. He had success, but he was his own worst enemy with dealing with the people, and look what it got him.
Do we have that Mark Jackson drop still? God, I love that one. Fighting for my life.
He'll say it on the telecast.
Let me find it.
Okay, thank you.
You know what? Speaking of Mark Jackson and Van Gundy,
they're great.
They don't enjoy the game because they're always complaining. I was watching Zion. I watched a replay.
Somebody
they're complaining. Jeff Van Gundy's always complaining.
He had neck fat. He looked a little heavy.
I'd rather have Weber and Miller get everything wrong.
Oh,
at least they enjoy the game. Doris Burke. Gundy's always whining.
But they're telling
he's always whining about the game. Just call the damn game. Or give the paycheck back and leave. And get out of our lives.
What are you right? They're my number one crew, man. Come
I don't
on.
Like Jackson. I mean, and is it personal? I don't know.
I think it
I don't like much.
I love Mike Breed.
I like Van Gundy.
I love Mike Breed.
Mark Jackson.
Love Mike Breed.
He's the one that he's a conductor of, and they're talking about subjects that are real. Zion didn't look like he had been in shape.
No kidding.
No, jeez. Wow. I mean, Van Gundy and Mark Jackson tell me that.
No, actually, who said something like that? It was on Twitter and social media. Somebody was saying that, those guys, they're fine, but it's like it was Zion's first game, and all they were doing was complaining about him looking out of shape.
When he got hot, they got hot. They were excited.
But why would you even kind of the guy? It's a kid playing his debut,
right?
I mean, just
guys that can't even legally drink yet. You're out here complaining. They just whine all the damn time. It sounds like old men, like old grumpy men on the porch. Just, back in my day, we did it like this. We did it like
goo.
You going Hubie Brown? You want a Hubie or Doris?
I'd rather have Hubie. They enjoy themselves. Doris enjoys herself.
Got a little news. Need a little 49ers news. Tevin Coleman. Shoulder injury. He suited up for practice today.
Wow!
But he worked out on the side field after stretching with the team. That's per Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. Look, everybody's healthy. Stop it. Don't make me do any injury reports anymore, all right, Kyle? Unless somebody gets hurt, I'm not doing them.
Yeah, wow.
All right, come on.
Diva tendency.
Come on. Anybody want to bet me right now that Tevin Coleman doesn't play? Liquidate all assets. Tevin Coleman's playing.
Did you think that when he got carted off?
Yes.
Oh, I'd be that. He had that. It's a wrap.
Yeah, you were
when
worried.
He got carted off, you thought there was
the
no
way. He was
holding
his. I'm like, that ain't no 2 weeks. Bye-bye. That's not that. Bye-bye.
Shad. Shad's in Oakland. He's back. He's better than ever. What's up, Shad? Oh, boy. He's done.
Hello.
It's the virus.
He's done.
You guys want me to catch Bart to Pleasanton?
The virus.
No, don't.
Bart ride is a long one, too. That's like 2 hours.
No, you'll be all right. It's pretty long.
That's a long ride. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
It'll be empty, too, because it's in the morning.
Yeah, I'm driving. I'm smashing.
It is longer than 40 minutes.
I can't believe I was here. Now I'm in Pleasanton.
It takes me an hour from Antioch, and Pleasanton's closer to San Francisco than Antioch. Come on. What are we doing?
No chance.
Hey, real quick. It's not no 2 hours.
By the way, I've noticed. Matson, that's kind of your new phrase now. What are we doing? I've noticed it.
What are we doing?
I don't mind it, but it's like Trey Young is an all-star starter. I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's how you use it.
I didn't say that.
Twitter.
No, not about Trey Young.
I just sent out a tweet.
I'm just telling people how it's used.
And you know what? I blame the gurus of the world for that.
I just
for what exactly?
Tweet.
For Trey Young being a starter in the All-Star game.
Oh,
we don't care about
Stein's
winning anymore.
On this.
You know how many times he comes in talking about James Harden?
He
put up 50. Hey, Guru, he's one of 17 for the 3-point line, but he took 17. Like, that's the problem with the NBA world right now and why the ratings are down.
That's a problem.
We're rewarding stat lines instead of winning.
Is Trae Young not an all-star?
Yeah, but not a starter. Who how can you be a starter with your team?
I guess 60% fans and
20% media or something. It's stupid. I don't.
Jimmy Butler feeling mad. He's somewhere feeling.
How many games did the
Jimmy
Hawks
Butler
won? 10? 15?
Yeah, not even that.
No, not 15. That's bad. I think they might. How many wins do the Warriors have?
Nine. I want to say 9.
Yeah, they have 10 or 11 then. Atlanta. Hey, they won a nice game the other night against the Spurs. Came back without Trae Young.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
I'm coming in this morning to caddy. I see Kyle. He's got his AirPods in. And I blew at him. And then he looked, and he's on the corner, still need to walk a few blocks. And I drove off without asking him, did he need a ride? I feel it's
how far was he?
About 4 blocks. It's Safeway.
Ooh, that's a long
I wasn't
blocks.
Getting in the car.
He wasn't getting
did he
in.
Say he wasn't getting
yeah,
in?
Yeah, he wasn't getting
he
in.
He doesn't get
so
in.
So he's happy I didn't ask him.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so out.
Wow. If it was the Batmobile, you know.
Please.
Kyle doesn't get it.
If you had asked me, I would have been like, Goo, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it was awesome. All right, well, I feel better, see?
Not bad. Not bad. All right. When we come back, let me look at my list real quick. When we come back, I want to get into when you were the most nervous as a fan, the most nervous as a fan before a game. And then I got a little piece of bad news for 49er fans, and I want them to process it after the break. That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Time to finish strong. Finish strong. An hour left in the show.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. And then we've got the...
Got that Friday
weekend.
Feeling?
Weekend. I do have that Friday feeling.
I got
feeling.
It, too.
I'm not going to lie.
I got it.
Guru courtside. That's from Joe Fortball.
Hey, Goo. By the way, Goo has asked me if I want to have one after the show.
Wow.
Like a little Friday. You know what that means? We got paid.
Yeah, my wife's listening. Okay.
I told you about my big tip, right?
I should have told you.
Where do you want to go?
The ship?
Shh. I mean, it's going to be a zoo then.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. Monte, you coming?
No, Bonte ain't coming.
Is he looking at us like two old men?
I'm rewinding that look.
It was like two old men.
No, wow. You guys are young.
I love the young people.
You guys are young.
Let's go right to the text line.
I'm going to open up to be your daddy.
510 says, why do you guys criticize TV broadcasts so much?
I don't.
When by the way, good. I had a Super Bowl idea for next week that maybe we could do.
Put it on the email.
Should I tell? Well, I could just tell. I could just tell Kyle right now, and it has to
Speaking
do with
of
this.
Kyle. He's been putting the word.
It has to do with that. So everybody, yeah, Joe. What's Buck? Jack Buck.
Could
Joe,
you run that
Joe,
back?
Which is the one everybody hates?
Joe Buck.
Okay, Joe Buck.
And he's great.
He is great.
Yeah.
So here's what I want you to do, Kyle. Kyle, get a paper and pencil, please. Kyle. No, what we should do is we should get great moments from Super Bowls past, get a few highlights over the years. There's been 50 of them.
But okay. The highlights.
I'll bet you none of these guys will know who the announcers are.
Now that's, but you're working with two dudes that will.
Okay. I don't think so.
If you tell me the teams that are in it, no, I'll tell you where.
No, I will play. I want to play a highlight.
I got you.
Where it's like my where it says something
you
like
don't want this.
Marino. No, not Marino. Len Dawson rolls right over the middle. Podolak,
Kirk Gowdy. That'll probably be Kirk Gowdy.
Podolak catches it and laterals to Otis Taylor, and the Chiefs are going to win it all. You were not going to be able to tell me who that was. I just don't think so. We haven't heard from Joe Staley.
Joe Staley,
check out this. He was asked about Jimmy G and why. I mean, basically, why do so many people think he stinks?
Wild that he takes criticism for that. I mean, we won the game. We were doing what we needed to do to win the game, and that's the main point of a NFL football game. I think he'd be pretty sad if he threw for 450 and we lost. So it doesn't really matter.
He also said that he does see it and he does take it in and not address it publicly like Richard Sherman does. But how do you think Jimmy is handling all of that talk?
I don't think, I mean, if he says he sees it, he doesn't show it. He's been the same exact person since he's been in here. He prepares the exact same way. We have the utmost confidence in him to do whatever is needed to be done. Now, we've had plenty of games this season where we've really had to lean on him heavily to win the games for us, and he's come through every single time. I think that's a storyline because we didn't throw the ball, obviously, the last game, but we didn't need to.
Joe Staley.
He's right.
Question by Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee.
Kyle's best friend.
Hey, are you best friends with Biederman, Kyle?
They're like bros.
Just one of the friends. You know what?
Well, they work together.
Here's a cock and say, yeah. None of your business. Yeah,
it is none of our business.
But why would somebody, forget it.
You don't have that type of anger.
Real quick, Joe
Plus,
Staley.
We don't really care.
Joe Staley's on the money. Garoppolo, Saints, Cardinals, Rams. It's Joe Staley's right. If they need him to throw 30 times, he'll throw it 30 times. Doesn't need him to throw 30 times. He ran the ball down their damn throats, and he threw, eight times?
Yep. Hey.
Behind the scenes here, of course, the morning show is going to Miami. And what people don't know is my partners aren't exactly ecstatic about it.
And you're in it, too. Don't you put it on
that. But what I will say is, have you heard Bonte starting to make a few noises about getting down there?
Have I?
Getting down there.
Have I?
Yeah,
dog been bored.
What? Maybe I'm going to try to get down there. And I'll tell you what. Let's go to Orlando in San Bruno. Because Bonte is thinking about getting down there. What's up, Orlando?
Operation Miami. It's on.
Nice. Hey, Bonte might be looking for a place to stay. I see the rooms at like the Ritz are $900 a pop. You know anybody down in M-Town?
I bet. There's also a club that is going to be closing down after 20 years, and it's going to be still open just in time for the Super Bowl festivities and everything. And my little brother Israel will more than happy to be your tour guide.
Wow.
You can stay either at his place or at my sister's place, who, remember, is an entrepreneur and has a recycling company called Lady Green Recycling.
I like it.
Anyways, the reason why I was calling is I have total faith in Jimmy G. And the other thing is, today's the anniversary of the first Super Bowl, which is a very, very nice memory.
Yep.
The other thing is, I am fully confident in this Super Bowl being very excellent, like the Super Bowl of JT and Joe Montana and the Game of Inches, the one that Lorenzo was in.
Yeah.
Because both of those two correlate with the 49ers having four games and under previous season. Put that to the bank that this Super Bowl is going to be an awesome Super Bowl, gut-wrenching, back-to-back, and it probably will be down to the two-minute warning. And Jimmy G has, I agree with Staley, man. He's, you know what? He has shown that he can.